Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see what else was going on in California last week. Yeah, there was a great post on X, I think from @paratrooper, that caught my eye yesterday. All of a sudden, California doesn't care about pollution anymore. So I shared that one on X. John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house here on this Tuesday. Man, I took Friday off the show. I took Monday off the show. And
the whole world blew up.
Slow news day. Slow news day. But no, I knew David Noble was going to have some fun on Friday. First, you had the Elon Musk, Donald Trump blow up on X. And then now it seems like those two are, you know, I mean, now Elon Musk is sharing tweets from J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. So seems like all's good to go there. And, of course, California's been a train wreck anyway. But California, you know, blew up, L.A. on fire once again, right? So, yeah, here you go. But at least the Elon Musk, Donald Trump thing seems to be squared away. You know, I took a couple of days off and got together with both of them. So that's why it's all good to go now.
Well, and he's supposed to be out here in Montana, so you must have hooked up with him out there, right?
I was out on the lake. I was on my pontoon boat hanging out with family and friends. We had our oldest kid graduated. So I officially feel old now that I've got, you know, a high school graduate kid. That just feels weird to say.
That's amazing.
You go from being like the young couple with little kids to like now you like you have a high school graduate. It just makes it feel old. But it's cool, too, though. Very, very proud.
I mean, you did it right, brother. You did it right. You got one out of high school. You get that one out of college, man, out there actually making his own way in the world. Now you're just king. You're the king.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You don't even need college, you know, trade school, military, something like that. You know, you don't even need the 4-year liberal arts, which turns into the 6-year, 7-year liberal arts degree as well. But yeah. California, I thought this was the one of the best points is like, oh, these people who lecture us about the environment, here they are setting cars on fire, burning their entire city to the ground. Cadillac Psycho, which is, I think, our buddy out of the Flathead. I think that's Fred in the Flathead. He says this past week, Air Quality Management District almost mandated every natural gas appliance be replaced with electric. So that's what California was looking to do last week. All in the name of the environment. The same California that is, you know, lecturing Donald Trump about not stopping the cars burning in the streets and not stopping the rioting.
Well, what did I say when I first walked in here? I was like, I'm again, the Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's, what shall we talk about? Because that's the news for the last 4 days is California burning down. And I want to make a big point here this morning, Aaron. This right here is the defining moment of Donald Trump's presidency. This will determine the next 3.5 years. If he successfully puts this down with an iron fist, we can go forward.
You crush this rebellion, our country moves forward. You don't crush this rebellion, it'll be rebellion after rebellion after rebellion after rebellion. Isn't it interesting how the Democrat Party is always the party of the secessionists?
Of the rioters.
Yeah.
Of the murderers, of the assassins, yep.
The criminal, illegal alien, rapists. Yeah, it's just like the party of slavery, the party of the KKK, still the party of secession.
It's June 10th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's Iced Tea Day. Recipes date back to the 1870s, but it wasn't until 1904 that legend has it the drink exploded in popularity during the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. Also on this day, imprisoned leader of the anti-apartheid movement, Nelson Mandela, sends a smuggled message from the horrific Robben Island prison in 1980, writing, "Unite, mobilize, fight on," between the anvil of United Mass Action and the hammer of the armed struggle, we shall crush apartheid. In 1752, Benjamin Franklin flies a kite during a thunderstorm and collects ambient electrical charge in a Leyden jar, allowing him to show the connection between lightning and electricity. Dying on this day in 2004 at the age of 73, singer Ray Charles blind since the age of 7.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe. Hi.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to get to the L.A. riots and California Governor Gavin Newsom and much more. Lori in Billings just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Why does no one on TV cite the president's authority to call up the National Guard? Yeah, I'm sure the Fox hosts are bringing it up. I think you've probably been bringing it up on X. Well, I was going to talk Greta Thunberg, but let's start there since Lori and Billings brought it up. So, yeah, isn't it interesting how all of a sudden they're saying the president doesn't have the authority to call up the National Guard? It's like, well, he can go through the governor and wait for the governor to request the authorization. He tried to do that back in 2020. And what did Gavin Newsom do back then? Just let the cities burn in their summer of love. This time, he's not waiting on Gavin Newsom. The rioting started. He sent in the troops. And yes, he has the authority to do so.
And it's a lot of it's based on, you remember right when he came into office, he declared a national emergency on the illegal invasion and on the border. And so that pertains right to this. And also the, you know, as you know, the National Guard, its final authority is the U.S. military, which falls under the commander-in-chief. But you also have here the Insurrection Act of 1807, which allows not only this, but then the regular military, including the Marines, which I guess are already deployed, at least 500 of them, they're already deployed. It allows the president to do that, and it's a way around the posse comitatus stuff. You know, this is absolutely legal, but what I was going to tell you before we went to the break is the other thing that will define Donald Trump's presidency right now is you watch. Gavin Newsom is suing over this. And you guarantee there's a California judge out there that's going to come out in the next 24 or 48 hours and tell President Trump he cannot move troops, that he cannot be the commander-in-chief. And that is where President Trump and his people are going to have to finally, after 6 months of this, stand up and say, we're going to do this. You'll come stop me.
Well, I also think we need something like a RICO investigation. I think maybe you've suggested this in the past, or maybe some of our other listeners have, that we need like a RICO investigation to go after the people that are funding this terrorism in the streets. That's what this is. This is domestic terrorism in the streets. The Daily Caller has a story about how the group stoking the anti-ICE LA riots is tied to a pro-Chinese communist millionaire. It connected with a socialist group here in the United States of America. We're seeing pickup loads of face shields, these big, you know, masks to protect the rioters from law enforcement, and, you know, showing up, and they're just issuing these things out. It's almost like a military LMTV showed up in the streets and started issuing these things to the rioters. That's what the left is doing. This is very well funded, very well coordinated, much like what we saw with the George Floyd riots back in 2020 when there were pallets of bricks showing up in the neighborhoods all of a sudden.
See, you're triggering me here. Just so you
I'm
know,
trying.
Yeah. February 2017, Donald Trump's first term when he was inaugurated and when he picked Jeff Sessions to be AG, I immediately put out on X, on Twitter, the first thing he needed to do was get out there and go after Antifa and BLM. Go after their money, their organizers, their funders, and take them down under RICO, under fraud, under continuing criminal conspiracy, all of that stuff. First thing, when I heard, when Donald Trump won back in November, we talked about this on your show. The first thing they had to do was go after these NGOs, okay, that are funding all of this, that are committing fraud and incitement and rioting and on and on, money laundering on and on and on. Here we are in June, of this year, and Cash Patel is on with Joe Rogan talking about fentanyl like he's the director of the DEA.
But back to this whole idea here, though, like there's another group, a racist group behind the anti-ICE riot. This is from the DailyWire.com. There's a racist groups behind anti-ICE riots want Mexico to reconquer America. I think the most symbolic photo out of all these L.A. Riots is the guy standing up. He's got his face covered. He's got his shirt off. He's got, like, skeletons on his little pajama pants he's wearing, and he's waving the American flag with fires burning all around him. I think he's on top of a burned-out car that the rioters sent to fire. And that is so symbolic. That's the symbol of the Democrat Party right now. That's who they are fighting for. Yeah, there's the photo from the Daily Wire piece right there.
See, that's the Mexican flag right there.
Yeah.
And I just saw here on a break, I was going over X. Now these rioters are being handed out with these masks and all the other stuff, they're being handed out American flags now because they now understand how bad these optics are here. So they're going to try another little tactic today.
So they're astroturfing the whole thing. But to your point, too, about all these NGOs that are funding this, the LA riots are another example of how our money has been used against us. California has been funneling money into the very groups that are promoting the LA riots. They're funding with taxpayer dollars the very groups that are burning down their own cities right now. Federal funds as well. Mike Benz, remember Mike Benz?
Oh, sure, yeah.
So Mike Benz, he's the guy who did that incredible interview on the podcast, the Sean Ryan Show podcast, where he was the one who really detailed how USAID funds were going to all these anti-American groups and these anti-American activities or the woke stuff. And then he, over the weekend, was pointing out some of the very organizations that were getting federal taxpayer dollars that are coordinating the ICE raids. One group, Laura Ingraham pointed out last night, was so radical that even the Biden regime canceled some of their funding.
But Lord, who are these people?
Yeah, I mean, that's how bad do you have to be to get even the Biden regime to cancel your funding, right?
Unless they had, you know, like convicted murderers on the board or something, you know. I can't imagine a group that they wouldn't sponsor.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll get into the phone lines right after this. Tim and Billings, first up.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Having and keeping a good job is not just an economic benefit. What we do for a living is part of our identity and our sense of self-importance. That's why losing a job is something most of us try to avoid. But circumstances can thwart our best intentions. The fortunes of the economy are often out of our control. That's why the protection of jobs has been a focus of many, expressed in everything from union contracts to labor laws. But research shows that efforts to protect jobs through laws and regulation make it harder for companies to create new ones and harder for economies to grow as a result. Imagine how difficult it would be to get a date, blogger to Alex Tabarrok muses, if every date required marriage. Many European countries place significant legal and financial burdens on companies who try to lay off or fire workers that keep zombie companies and their workforces going, tying up resources in less productive ways. It also leads to permanently higher unemployment rates as potential new workers are shut out. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Blue states are now suing over a Biden-era firearms rule undone by the Trump administration. 15 states and the District of Columbia are filing a federal lawsuit against President Trump, who is planning to allow sales of forced reset triggers. What are those? They're aftermarket parts which allow the operator of a semi-automatic firearm to fire the gun more rapidly. The ATF under President Biden decided the devices, abbreviated as FRTs, should be regulated as machine guns, even though the device itself isn't a firearm, and its installation on a semi-automatic gun doesn't actually change the firearm's action. The suit is filed in a Maryland federal court and argues FRTs pose threats to the public and will make gun violence worse. No word yet from the Trump administration on how it plans to defend the policy. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Maybe we'll save Greta Thunberg for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. John, did you see Greta Thunberg, the climate activist that the angry kid from Sweden, or where is she from? But the liberal left loves Greta Thunberg because she's so angry about the climate. Apparently, the climate alarmism isn't cool anymore. They're kicking that to the curb. And she tried to go down to her buddies with Hamas and got caught up in the blockade. Anyway, well, maybe we'll save that one for the 9 o'clock hour if we don't get to it here in a few minutes. Let's start with your phone calls, 406-294-0970. Tim in Billings, what's on your mind? Good to hear from you.
Good morning, gentlemen. So regarding the whether or not the president can activate the National Guard, it's neither unprecedented nor is it illegal. And so when you have a leftist lunatic telling you that Donald Trump is breaking the law and this has never happened before, ask him, okay, if that's the case, which Democrat in this scenario was wrong? Was it John F. Kennedy for activating the National Guard, or was it George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, for stopping school integration? Which Democrat was on the wrong side of history in that scenario when the president activated the National Guard to enforce federal law on a governor of a state?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a great example, and it's a reminder of what the Democrat Party did to justify slavery and then sharecropping and then Jim Crow in the South. And you look at what Gavin Newsom, I mean, Gavin Newsom is you know, what he is doing in defiance of the United States of America right now. He's like, basically, I mean, par for the course with the history of the Democrat Party. Tim, thanks for the call. John, your thoughts?
You know what's very interesting that I just saw yesterday is that this whole thing, these riots in L.A., this rebellion, you know, it didn't get kicked off by a raid going after illegals. Do you know what kicked it off? ICE was executing three different warrants on a money laundering and a conspiracy investigation. That's what kicked this off. And I find that very, very interesting. That could spiral out and get, I'm hoping that this is concentrated on some of these NGOs and maybe some of these immigration attorneys and some of these people that are involved in this whole conspiracy to not only get these people here, but keep them and fund this terrorism and all that.
Yeah, Tom Holman on Waters' program last night was talking about what, you know, how the whole thing transpired in California. And like you say, what started all of the, you know, everything that then led to the leftist rioting.
And several places of businesses that were involved in money laundering, tax evasion, and customs fraud, bringing in over $86 million of unclaimed imports and skipping on $17 million of tariff taxes. And it's a part of a bigger investigation having to do with money flowing to Mexico and Colombia that fund the cartels, the drug cartels. So we were serving arrest warrants. We were serving criminal search warrants. And that's when the protest started. And as you said earlier, outside this restaurant, we arrested 40 illegal aliens working with these businesses. We also arrested significant criminal public safety threats. You mentioned that.
That's why I think, John, again, when we've seen some of these coordinated protests here in Montana, it's interesting to see who comes out in defense of the illegal aliens. And it makes you wonder, like, some of the very same Democrat Party front groups like Western Native Voice and some of these others that are funded by George Soros and these Democrat Party mega donors are the same people that then show up in protests here in Montana against ICE. And it just makes you wonder who they're doing the bidding for here, because ICE or federal law enforcement is going after, you know, smuggling and other things, you know. And so how much of a role are the drug cartels playing in supporting and propping up these protests and these riots as well?
Did you hear that little nugget right in there that Holman just said? He said in there, this is all about massive amounts of remittances going back to the cartels in Mexico and Colombia. What did you just see 2 days ago? The Mexican president comes out, this female, and is calling for rebellion and uprisings here in the United States over ICE. Guess why? because that's a narco state, and she is completely owned by the cartel. So when they get into this investigation, she's got to get in front of a microphone immediately and demand that it stop.
I know you saw this one. Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, says the Democrat Party is an open rebellion against the United States of America. He shared this post by ALX on X. Democrat Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, leading chants calling for illegal aliens to be set free and to end the ICE raids.
We are here to say free the immigrants that have been arrested.
Free immigrants that have been arrested.
We are here to say end the ICE raids.
End the ICE raids.
Oh, you got to love the chanting there, John.
Oh, my God, that's like listening to Hillary's voice back in the day. That just went right up my spine. Oh, my God.
See, I was thinking, don't you have like a SpongeBob SquarePants reference when they chant back and forth?
Oh, hell, Plankton.
Yes.
Oh, hell.
I thought of that one. I was like, free the illegal aliens. Free the illegal aliens. You know, it's like the old washed out hippies, you know. Down at the depot in Kalispell this Saturday, you'll see them doing the same chanting. Oh, free the illegal aliens! And a bunch of old washout hippies. Good night.
I tell you, I want so many of these politicians to step right into, cross that line, right into interfering, aiding and abetting. I want to see 10, a dozen of these people arrested behind this stuff on federal charges. And they're walking right up to the line so far, and they will cross it.
Well, and then there was Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She's the member of Congress that's supposed to represent South Central LA, but, you know, she lives in a million-dollar-plus mansion, probably multi-million-dollar mansion in another part of the city.
Of course.
She doesn't live in South Central, right? But anyway, I don't know if you saw her. She was old back in the 90s. 25 years ago, she was old and racist and nuts. And now she just looks like an angry, deranged person yelling at kids to stay off of her lawn. Did you see her yelling at the National Guard? Her own state's National Guard. She was yelling at them.
But did you see the other side of that coin? She was going to try to get into one of those facilities the other day. So she walks up as meek as a little mouse, and she's talking to the ICE guy in the front. She says, I'm here as a congresswoman, and I just want to get in to check on my constituent. And they went slam! They slammed that door right in front of her, but she was just meek as a little mouse in front of them.
Well, that must have been before this, then.
Democrats are causing mayhem in their cities, so when Trump restores order, they can label him a dictator and stir up even more hatred and violence against him. They're burning their own cities just to prove to their bloodthirsty base that they're fighting Trump in the streets.
All right. Actually, that was a different Waters. That was Jesse Waters from last night. But that's a great point to actually, that really tells you everything you need to know about. Okay, you got Pramila Jayapal going to bat for the illegal aliens. And then where did I put the Maxine Waters clip? I know I got it here somewhere. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this was from Laura Ingraham's program with Raymond Arroyo joining her.
I guess Maxine Waters, she's in hot water for taunting National Guardsmen at a federal facility. Watch this.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot some kid? He's afraid of you, right? You going to shoot an elected official? If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city. The governor was not contacted.
Laura, this was all over an SEIU union leader who was swept up in one of those ICE raids in L.A. Waters was trying to bust into the holding facility, and the National Guard told her to get lost. So then she claimed they were going to shoot people. I mean, this is so irresponsible for a member of Congress to engage in this baiting her own state's National Guardsmen. Totally awful. She should really be censured for this.
Yeah, and you watched the video, John. I think you saw it. You retweeted it this morning as well. These National Guard members are just standing there guarding the building. They weren't saying anything. They weren't even doing anything. They were about 15 feet apart from each other. And here she is yelling at them like some deranged old person yelling at neighbor kids to stay off the lawn.
And I guess we do have to tolerate that, even just how unseemly and just incredibly bad taste it is. We have to tolerate this kind of behavior from a congresswoman, okay? I'm sorry to say we do. But see, like you and I were talking at the break, some of the rules of engagement have to be changed here. Okay, you start throwing cinder blocks and and large stones and boulders at people, that's a deadly weapon and should be responded to with deadly force. And let me tell you something. What has chafed me for years now under Obama, now for 10, 15 years, you're seeing these people, these scumbags up here, think they get up in the face of law enforcement and the military and spit on them and talk trash to them. That should be a butt stroke right to the face. But,
well, Trump says when they spit, we hit, and yep. That at a minimum. But I totally agree with you. Like, if there's that one video where you got this black SUV with law enforcement in it, and the back window gets popped open as they're throwing bricks at it, and then with the back window open, they throw something through that back window. We should have seen muzzle flash. Yep. Whoever launched that at the law enforcement should have been shot right then and there 100%. On the ground, and they would have been fully justified to do that. Our men and women should not have to assume that kind of risk with these lawless folks in the streets.
Let's see your little bionic shield that all of them got yesterday. Let's see that bionic shield stop a bullet.
All right, let's go to the mighty Human Z. Z, what's going on?
Great Lakes greetings, gentlemen. You know, yesterday, U of M had its second case of the CCP researchers smuggling in material that could be used in a bioweapon. But what does U of M do? They suspend all plainclothes security officers because while monitoring protests, one of the plainclothes security officers pretended he was hearing impaired. I'm telling you, this justice. This is justice. That's a crazy place.
Wow. By UM, he's referring to the University of Michigan. He's in Michigan, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's just nuts. So China is here, Michigan.
Man, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I saw that last week. We got the news of the agri-terror weapon that could kill wheat and all sorts of other crops and then harm people as well. But yeah, there was another Chinese smuggler case that just made the news over the weekend. Z, thanks for the call. I'll pull up that tweet right after this.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, John and I are sitting here BSing about all sorts of stuff during the break. I almost forgot about what we were going to talk about next, but that's right. Yeah, the mighty Human Z out there in Michigan, and he does a Behind Enemy Lines podcast on Rumble with our friend John Jackson here. FBI Director Kash Patel actually sent this out via X yesterday. On Saturday, FBI Detroit arrested a second Chinese national on charges of smuggling biological materials into the U.S. and lying to federal agents. The individual is Cheng Xuan Han, a citizen of the People's Republic of China and a PhD student in where? Wuhan, China. Wuhan, China. That name sounds familiar. Wuhan.
I heard that somewhere before. They have good Chinese food over there, right?
Good market, apparently, you know, like a farmer's market.
Some kind of wet market, I heard.
Seafood. A seafood market over there or something, yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard there's a third case now. If I saw that posted on the New York Post, and start to ask yourself, first you had here a year or so ago, you saw this line of Chinese illegals coming across the border down there, all of them with the same clothes, the same high and tight haircuts, the same little bag, all of them looking like they just came out of the recruiting depot for the Chinese military. They all streamed across into here to, you know, parts unknown. Now you've got all of these Chinese people smuggling these pathogens in here and taking them over to Michigan. What do you suppose might be going on here?
So the communist Chinese have a mock U.S. aircraft carrier in the desert that they use for target practice. They had a China spy balloon that they sent right over our nuclear missile silos here in Montana. They've been smuggling in dangerous pathogens that could harm our food security and people as well. But no, John, no way that COVID-19 could have come from China. There's no way they would have done it deliberately either. They would never think to do such a thing like that.
Oh, no. Pay no attention to the fact that they didn't stop their international flights from leaving China right at that outbreak, but they did stop the domestic flights coming in and out of Wuhan. Pay no attention to that at all, no.
Yeah. By the way, it reminds me that epic John Stewart episode where he was talking about, you know, why is there all this chocolatey goodness in Hershey, Pennsylvania? Couldn't be because of that Hershey factory in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Wait a minute. There was a breakout of a coronavirus in the same town where they actually have a lab that says coronavirus research facility. Gosh, what could have happened here?
But that reminds me of, I heard a great story here recently from Jim Brown, who is our state auditor in Montana. And, you know, he's from Dillon. His family ranch traces back to like 1882. And is it Jackson, Montana, where the Hershey family ranch goes back, probably even before 1882. And, well, you remember old flip-flop, flat top, liberal Senator John Tester. Well, he was trying to shove his wilderness bills down the throats of people in western Montana and create these new wilderness areas that would lock you out for access to public lands and, you know, lock out ranchers and so many others. And so, you know, so a bunch of locals show up at this, you know, listening session in or near Dillon, and including the ranch family that was part of the Hershey, you know, family ranch. And so this you know, real deal Montanan steps up, you know, to talk about this wilderness deal. And John Tester says to him, he says, "Oh, Hershey, like the chocolate factory back in Pennsylvania." He says, and this rancher basically says, "Not even effing close." He basically, and he used the F-bomb to say, "Hell the F, no, that ain't our family. We're a ranch family that goes back to the 1800s, you know." I would love to find that rancher and have them tell that story on the radio firsthand, because, like, you know, here's this liberal senator trying to throw these Montana ranchers under the bus, and then when a rancher stands up to speak in opposition, "Oh, are you related to the Hersheys in Pennsylvania?" "Hell effing no, you..."
wouldn't you believe that if you were a senator of a state and any of the Hershey heirs were living here, you would know about it? Don't you think you would know about that, right?
Of course John Tester would. He'd be shaking them down for cash.
Yeah,
Heinz, like the ketchup, buddy John Kerry. Oh, yeah.
He'd be shaking them down for cases of chocolate. Oh. Come on now.
Can I mix that into a drink at the Bistro Cacao?
The worst thing that can ever happen to politicians out there is to be confronted by citizens who have actually read the bills that they're talking about, because let me tell you, that is their kryptonite. Because what they'll do is they go out here and lie and spin and talk all this trash about what the bill does, but then you're like, no, sorry sir, because right here it says the exact opposite of what you're saying. You are lying.
Speaking of lying, John, did you see, you know, Grabian Media, Tom Elliott on X, he'll put these incredible montage reels together. And so he's I've reached out to him before because he always has these great, you know, montage reels showing, you know, the media, for example, downplaying the riots in L.A., the Democrat politicians downplaying the riots in L.A. or trying to blame Trump for their riots. Anyways, and he's given me permission to use this stuff. We just got to give credit where credit's due, obviously, to Tom Elliott on X and to Grabian Media. But here you go. This is a must hear. He just shared this one over the weekend.
The L.A. County police say that they have it under control. Carrying a flag is not illegal, as you know. What did happen in 1992 was so different from what we're seeing now. I mean, that was a real riot.
Video after video has shown that these agents are the ones provoking protesters and also making up, aggression by these protesters that later video shows people were not aggressive.
We are having an administration that's targeting peaceful protests, people that are there to protest. The president is sending the National Guard because he doesn't like the scenes. He doesn't like the scenes of people peacefully protesting.
The unrest is isolated. L.A. is home to millions of people. Most of them are having a normal day here on Sunday.
You know, you've heard reports that there are riots on the streets of Los Angeles. That is not what's happening across the city of Los Angeles.
Governor Newsom's right. There wasn't anything like a riot happening on Friday, Saturday.
We just witnessed a protester thanking a National Guardsman for his service here in California.
LAPD
by most estimates, had this under control last night.
No, I don't think the National Guard is needed now. Things in L.A. are calm. There was a protest that got a little unruly late at night.
Anyway, I'll cut it a little bit short there, but that was L.A. Mayor Karen Bass there at that last soundbite. No, everything's fine. Everything's calm. While she was saying that, you could see the split screen on CNN as a new fire erupted in the background. Everything's fine. Officer Barb Brady here. Nothing to see here, folks.
Oh, my God. They're doing the line. They're doing the meme. It's mostly peaceful. They're doing the same thing from George Floyd. And oh, yeah, there comes Tater Stelter there. I heard he's in the group there saying, oh, it was just a handful of riots. I mean, come on. 99% of L.A. was just going about their business. These people are just shameless, communist, propagandist liars. You really can't hate them enough.
Speaking of shameless, we got to talk about the Montana Supreme Court coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Not just a ruling that they issued yesterday, radical abortion ruling out of the far-left Montana Supreme Court, but also the Montana Family Foundation just filed a very interesting petition with the Montana Supreme Court as well. So we'll talk about that more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But on this L.A. riot front, John Fetterman, of all people, John Fetterman, here we go. The guy speaking some common sense, like the only guy on the Democrat side of the aisle speaking some common sense here. Daily Caller has this. Democrat Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman took to social media Monday to criticize his fellow Democrats for not denouncing the violent riots. In a post on X, he said he was disappointed in his party's failure to take a firm stand against the destruction, calling the situation anarchy and true chaos. He says, my party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement.
I don't like him right there, Aaron. That bothers me a lot. I'm telling you that right now. Now, you saw him. You saw Sling Blade there back when the campus stuff was blowing up. And campus stuff is still going on, but when it was really blowing up here a month or so ago, you saw him come out against that as well. And he made a really good point. Believe it or not, Sling Blade kind of hit it right there on the head. It's where he says, when you are out in the street throwing rocks at people and burning things down and screaming at people, you're not being noble. You're just being an a-hole. Right. And that was almost as
exact. Same thing for the people that are defending it or downplaying it. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Quick break here. John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. We're taking your phone calls as well. 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Terry says, good morning from Arizona.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Gavin vows sanctuary to all who seek it, and it has come at a very high fiscal cost, not just to the state of California, but also to the country. Total cost, federal, local government, $182 billion, and California only pays one-sixth of that money, and they're the sanctuary state. What does sanctuary mean? To me, where I grew up, that is aiding and abetting in lawbreaking. He cares so much about the so-called rights of illegals, he puts it over the safety of the people of California. And the reason I keep asking Gavin whether or not he's ever picked up a phone and called any of the victims' families is because I doubt he ever did. And I'm asking, if so, when and who?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, this is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at Goldco. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Rod Stewart has scrapped six of his upcoming concerts while he recovers from the flu. The 80-year-old rock legend saying in a statement, "I'm devastated and sincerely apologize for any inconvenience to my fans. I'll be back on stage and we'll see you soon." J Balvin, Doja Cat, and Tems have been booked to perform at the first ever halftime show for the FIFA Club World Cup soccer final. All three artists have performed at previous Global Citizen events. The halftime extravaganza is being produced by Global Citizen and curated by Coldplay's Chris Martin. It's set to be broadcast around the world July 13th from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. So, John Fetterman, you call him Sling Blade. That's a movie reference. What's that line about taters or something?
I like them French fried potatoes.
French fried potatoes. Okay, that's from the movie. Well, you started talking about French fried potatoes, and now I got to grab. I've got some Ideal protein chips back here. So once you start talking about potatoes, I start getting hungry. So I got to grab my my Ideal Protein Ranch Dorados. There, have you tried those before?
I think you gave me one.
Man, they are so good. So they're protein chips. I think they got 15 or 20 grams of protein in them, but they got a lot of really good ranch seasoning on them, and I love those things. I mean, they're my favorite protein chip out there on the market. I even like them better than normal chips that you'd get at the grocery store, but they're healthy. Anyway, it's all part of Billings' last diet. You know, I was checked in with my diet coach last week. I'm probably going to do a tune-up maybe next month or something, but I actually burned some fat last month because I put on a couple the month before, so I thought I better tighten up. But, yeah, I checked in with my diet coach at Billings' last diet, picked up my Ideal Protein Ranch Dorado potato chips, and they're a great, you know, mid-morning snack or pair it with some vegetables. You almost got a meal replacement. And so the point being is that if you're thinking about losing the weight and you want to do it the healthy way, you want to maintain your muscle mass but burn the fat, that's why it's such a successful program. Not only do they have great coaches, but they also have great tasting products as well. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com, and they got a remote option. So no matter where you live in the state, or if you're one of John Jackson's buddies down in Arizona, you can benefit from Billings Last Diet as well. Bob in Billings next up on the phone lines. Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Hi.
Morning.
I didn't think of these terms, but I think there's a couple of terms we need to add to our vocabulary. And one of them, instead of Trump derangement syndrome, it should be hate cult or hate Trump cult. And the other one was on a talk radio show, was a street communist. So I think there's a lot of those in L.A. right now, the brick throwers and whatnot are street communists. That's all I had. I think we should add those to our vocabulary.
Good point. And not all of them are communists. Many of them are just opportunists as well. John, I don't know if you saw this, but great phone call there. Bob, thanks for the call. Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy jumping in on the L.A. riot conversation. He says this, "Wow, now they are so upset about President Trump's immigration policies, they're stealing iPhones." That's how they're going to get Trump. So, he shared this video. The Apple store in downtown L.A. Got looted. So that's clearly it's Donald Trump's fault. It's because of him, his immigration policies. That's why everybody had to go get their brand new iPhone.
It's out of control white conspiracy. I mean, white supremacy. You saw it right there in that clip. The white supremacy here is, like Joe Biden said, is out of control.
The out of control white supremacy. Yep. Yeah, exactly right. Stephen Miller, I mean, he just put it spot on. The Democrat Party is in open rebellion against the United States of America. And then Tom Cotton, Arkansas senator, another fellow veteran, Newsom is lying. President Trump called in the guard after the rioters overwhelmed law enforcement. But, of course, Gavin Newsom is taking shots at President Trump and at the National Guard. Tom Cotton says this, no surprise from a governor who locked down his state while he dined out at the French Laundry. You know, Newsom was supposed to be pivoting to pretend to be a moderate ahead of 2028. Newsom just blew his big 2028 opportunity right now.
He can't. He has got to join in right now here with the mob, because like we have said on your show how many times, the lunatics are running the asylum right now. And if he was to come up, like, say, be like Fetterman here right now and push back against it in any way, then he's absolutely done. He's trying to ride that line, in which he's going to come on Fox and tell you how moderate and how reasonable he is, but everywhere else, he's just another communist.
You know, all these Montana Democrats that think they can run for Congress next year, where are they? Are they saying anything right now? Old Fussy, he's got to be all in on the Fussy Bussy's got to be all in on the rioters.
Well, he's prepping his kids to commit perjury again on another lawsuit.
His kids are probably driving down there right now.
He hasn't got time for that.
Burning carbon dioxide all along the way. Montana Talks. One of the best things about Montana Talks is you never know exactly what we're going to talk about. I mean, we had Michael Marino talking about this big news for a Helena, Montana gun company and a big award they just got from the United States Army, leading to some big manufacturing news here in Montana as well. Then we took you to Lockwood and the new baby box at the Lockwood Fire Station. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? Well, why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. The number 294-0970.
In Montana.